Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey friends, welcome to the Tins and Bagels podcast. This is Andre here, and this is a special episode in which we get to hear some questions that Vansh got to ask during the San Diego Open about 3 weeks ago. And he got to ask questions to Federico Delbonis, Dan Evans, recent Indian Wells champion Cameron Norrie, San Diego Open champion Casper Ruud, and world number five Andrei Rublev. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you.
Hi, Federico. Tough match today. Close second set. You won 6 out of 27 points today on your second serve. I'm curious from your point of view, how tough is it to play someone like Aslan, who takes the ball so early and inside the court and returns so aggressively, taking so much time away? And, you know, what adjustments did you try to make as the match went on? Thank you.
Of course. I know that there is not the key of his games. I knew it, but I think he played this very, very well. And I tried to do a bit more with my serve, especially with my first serve, and then miss it a lot. But was the thing, trying to do a bit more just to not get in defensive and with my second serve. But I think all the merits, they go to him, because sometimes, most of the times the match, he plays very good tennis.
Thank you.
So for Dan Evans' question, Vansh's audio didn't actually came out quite as good. So essentially what he was talking about was the role of the slice in Dan Evans' game, which is very present. And he mainly transformed it into a weapon into his game. And he wanted to know, who are the youngest players, like the players from this current generation, who are able to deal with it best?
I think, obviously, it's more prominent in a single-handed backhand, and there's not very many single-handed backhands going around at the minute. I think that's where I sort of can use mine against the doorhanders to make them stretch forward, and I think it's a very good weapon. I think if some of the younger generation did develop that shot, it could definitely help a lot of them, yeah.
And just to follow up, you're playing against Cam Nori, and you guys played each other in the first round of the Australian Open, and that didn't quite go your way. So what do you think, what are some of the adjustments you're going to try to make this time around to come out on top in that match?
I mean, I haven't thought about it yet. It's right there this evening and try and put those onto the court tomorrow. But he's playing extremely well. Got a lot of wins this year. It'll be a tough match, and hopefully a good match.
Thanks. Congratulations again. Hello, Cam. Congratulations on the result today. I'm curious because the food you put into your body is fuel for your performance. So I'm trying to get an assessment of athletes and the food that they eat during the competition. So if you don't mind, could you please tell us what do you eat like when competition mode is on, or when you're training and tournaments, and you know what is kind of like your daily diet like in those.
Yes. Yeah, my diet's pretty basic. I mean, a lot of pasta, a lot of rice, and chicken, just kind of plain things just before I play, sorry. And, nothing too crazy. I mean, trying to make as many good decisions as I can with the food, but obviously, cheating in some areas. I like chocolate, so chocolate's my weakness. It's not a diet side of things.
Good to know. Yeah, thanks. Congrats on the win today. Another semifinal for you here in 2021. You have tremendous power and racket head speed on your ground strokes, especially your forehand, and you also have a very prominent and unique grunt on the tour. So I'm curious as to how you started grunting this way. Is there a story behind the boy?
Why did you say boy?
Behind the grunt.
Sorry, I lost
a bit
focus.
Is there a story behind the way you started grunting?
Started what?
The grunt.
He's screaming on court or what?
The grunting on the court.
It's like the grunt. I guess when you hit it, you go,
like screaming, kind of.
It's not screaming.
Yes.
I mean, no, it comes natural. I mean, when you hit full power during a certain of time, because normally I practice a lot, like maybe 2 hours, and I practice 2 hours full intensity. I'm not slowing down. I try to hit as hard as I can. Of course, in the beginning, when you are full energy, you don't need to, I don't know, do any scream or any sound. But after like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, when you start to get tired, you start to breathe, it comes natural. I mean, if anyone would do it, anyone would also make any sound. And you can see most of the players, especially after when they start to play for 1.5 hours, two hours, as long as match, and they try to play aggressive, then they also do some sounds.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Good luck for your semifinals.
Thank you.
Hey Cam, congrats on the win today. You touched upon it earlier that Dennis came out serving really big, and you know, I'm curious, there's that 2-3 game in the first set where you saved a break point. It seemed like the match really swung in your favor after that. Did you kind of feel that way?
Yeah, I think I had a game point at 40-30 there, and I missed a kind of routine backhand, short backhand, and then I was a bit pissed off with myself and managed to save a break point and in that game, and then I found the return after that and really locked it down and gave him nothing. It was definitely a turning point for me, and I think he saw the chance there, and I think he was a bit upset, and it cost him in the next game a couple of loose errors, and I was able to break it pretty comfortably. I think I broke it love in the following game, so it was tough.
Just to follow up on that, so you play the winner of Schwartzman and Rublev next. If it is Rublev or if it is Diego, what sort of patterns are you looking at depending on the opponent?
Yeah, they're both very good players. They're both having great years, and the last couple of years they've been very consistent, so it's going to be tough regardless who I play, but looking forward to it, and They had a battle at Labour Cup. I think they're having a battle right now up there. I'm not sure what the score is, but yeah, regardless, it's going to be difficult. But looking forward to another challenge for me and another match before Indian Wells. It's perfect.
Yep, congrats.
Hey, Casper, congratulations on the great victory today. It was a really, really high-quality match, and both of you played extremely well. You obviously were up a set in the break, and you know things were going your way, but Grigor played some incredible tennis, and then how did you kind of manage tactically to get the upper hand at the end of the third set, and just talk about, you know, how difficult was the challenge today? Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think it was a high-quality match throughout, from first to the last point. Obviously, there will be some ups and downs during a match, but I just tried to hang in there. I knew, you know, going into the third set that we had broken each other a couple of times, and, you know, breaks were could happen, not easily, but it's possible to break each other. So I broke him two times in the beginning. He broke me two times. We were back to all square and 2-0. So it was tough, but... you know, I was able to win the most important points of the match, and I just tried to keep on going with my game, trying to play heavy topspin balls. So in the end, that was what gave me the.
And then just to follow up, you're playing against Cameron Norrie tomorrow. You know, what sort of different challenges? Does that come with, you know, facing a lefty, and obviously Cam is playing incredibly well?
Yeah, no, he's also had quite the year, so won his first title a couple of weeks or months ago, and he has a lot of confidence. We were together last week in the Labour Cup. He was in Boston also as the alternate on the team, so we had some nice days there, and tomorrow we are competitors, but it will be fun, I think. We've never played each other, and it's always exciting when you play someone for the first time. And yeah, I mean, what can I say? I made the best man win tomorrow, but I hope we can put on a good match. And I know he will come out playing very good tennis, and he enjoys the States. He played college for many years and enjoys hard court. So I have to bring my A game tomorrow as well, I think.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations again, and good luck for the final.
Thanks. All right, let's.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.